You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice.
Welcome into the Cold Hard Football Facts show on Patriots.com. My name is Patrick Emig, Cold Hard Football Facts resident voice of God. We are down to the final four of the NFL season, and we're here to size up all the drama, stats, and tension, of which you can cut it with a knife. And in order to do that properly, I have to bring in the potentate of pigskin worldwide, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne. Kerry, happy conference championship week to you and yours.
Well, to you too, and everyone out there, Pat. It's probably maybe even more exciting than the Super Bowl because it's just a tension of who is going to be there for the big game, who's going to be a part of the two big weeks of hype. And I can tell you here at the Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside Gillette Stadium that the stadium is starting to buzz for what's going to be yet another conference championship game here at Gillette Stadium. Just kind of an unprecedented streak of success. And let's just say, Pat, they're used to big-time football here in Foxborough.
Yeah, it's becoming an annual rite of winter for Brady, Belichick, and the New England conglomerate. It is a conglomerate now at this point. They are dominating the NFL in ways that we haven't really seen. I mean, you think about that, seven conference championship games over the last, 12 years?
In 11 years with Brady at quarterback, in 2008, he obviously missed the entire season. They didn't even make the playoffs that year, even though they had an 11-5 record. But in the 11 seasons with Brady at quarterback, seven conference title games and perhaps six Super Bowls. We have seen a team before, Pat. I was looking this up. The Dallas Cowboys from like 1970 to 1982 made something like 10 of 12 conference title games, which is why they were America's team. They were okay. So dominant. But they did not make six Super Bowls, Patrick.
They did not.
Yeah. And, so
go ahead.
So it'd be pretty, for the Patriots to do that would be, literally unprecedented, and they would tie the Steelers and Cowboys for most Super Bowl appearances in history with eight. And basically, I was looking at it this way, one of eight Super Bowls, better than one in eight Super Bowls, would have had Tom Brady at quarterback.
Yeah, I would have to say that would be a wise assumption.
It's just, pretty remarkable that this team consistently wins in an era when they say that it's hard to do. But you know what, Patrick? The Baltimore Ravens are a tough, tough football team. And I heard a line from our friend at WEI, Jerry Callahan, who's down here once a week. I'm paraphrasing here, but I thought it was a great line that the Baltimore Ravens may not have the head and the legs, but they have the heart and the stones.
They do.
And I thought that was a good way to put it. I thought that was a great way to put it for our friend Jerry. And I think that sums it up well. The Patriots are clearly more talented, the more explosive team, but are the Ravens tough enough to come in here and win another game on the road?
Well, I mean, they were close last year, and if anybody wants to weigh in on that and talk about their predictions for this weekend, you may do so on our Ace Ticket Hotline. The number is 508-298-0398. And you can also email webradio at patriots.com. Kerry, what is it that you'd like to know from Planet Pigskin today? What kind of questions are we offering up?
We want to know, as simple as this, what's the score going to be this weekend? We're gonna post it on Facebook and Twitter it right now, as we like to say, Patrick.
A puddle of Twitter.
A puddle of Twitter. We're going to tweet it, Facebook, and tweet it right now. But what will the score of the Baltimore Ravens-New England Patriots game be? I don't think we had a lot of people chime in last week for the Texans-Patriots game. And obviously, a lot of people expected the Patriots to win big. And they did. I was a little more cautious than the pigskin public, especially the
I was too. Yeah.
And but you know what? Those fans were right. Most fans were saying a big New England win, and it proved to be. At one point that game was 38-13. That was not a contest for much of the second half. So
well,
we want to know.
Before we dive into the icy issues, Kerry, would be remiss not to mention our good pal Russell Baxter is going to be talking some NFL playoffs with us. And then also going to talk to Neil Kiley of the Fat Cat in Quincy, who I understand, Kerry, he makes the hottest wings in Boston. So that's kind of like he's got to be one of your favorite people probably within your zip code, right?
Well, he's actually a different zip code, but he is in lovely Quincy, because Quincy's such a megalopolis, Patrick,
I've heard.
But Quincy's actually like the Star Wars cantina of the earth. That's really what it is. But the Fat Cat is a great place. I joke only because I'm from there. Neil is from there. But the Fat Cat's a great place. And Patrick, we got to find, we're going to try to get the secret to this. Neil at the Fat Cat makes a wing with habanero infused vodka.
Habanero infused vodka.
They also make, by the way, Bloody Marys with that same habanero infused vodka. It's behind the bar and you can see it. And,
sounds like the perfect wake-up juice when you're hungover.
Yeah, yeah, you eat a lot of. And Kevin Collins, our great producer in the booth, is shaking his head. I think we're gonna have to take him to the Fat Cat for our postseason celebration of all things Kevin. But it's actually pretty cool. I'm looking forward to talking to him. And not only that, he's a big, jolly guy who loves football, Patrick. So he's going to fit right in here at the Cold Hard Football Facts at Patriots.com.
Beautiful. Are you ready for some IC issues?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hit it.
It's time for Pat and Carrie to tackle the coldest issues of the week in the NFL. Cold, hard football facts. Icy issues.
Okay, Carrie, so let's just go ahead and cut some of the drama out right now for the rest of the show. Your first icy issue, the Super Bowl, will be a battle of Harbaugh brothers. Is that a cold, hard football fact?
That is not a cold, hard football fact. I think, in fact, we could see 2 weeks of disappointment. I mean, and 2 years in a row of disappointment for the Harbaugh brothers in the conference title games. I'll tell you why. I think, obviously, San Francisco is definitely capable of going into Atlanta and winning that game. But you know what, though, Patrick? In Atlanta right now is a home underdog for the first time since Week 5, 2011. They have that great record, I think 34-8 at home when the Mike Smith, Matt Ryan era. And so for them to be underdogs is a lot of respect for San Francisco. But you know what? I've doubted the Atlanta Falcons all season, right? And I think you have too, Pat.
Yeah,
right?
I will hone up to that as well.
And, you know, they got some breaks against the Seahawks, including Seattle not being able to score at the end of the first half, kind of missing a chance for at least 3 points, the Marshawn Lynch fumble in Atlanta territory, a couple things that went Atlanta's way. But you know what? When the chips were down, Matt Ryan lived up to the rep, zip, zip. Two plays, field goal, game over. It's tough to doubt when a team keeps winning, when a team's 14-3, it's tough to keep doubting them. So I think I've learned my lesson there. With that said, how can you not be excited by Colin Kaepernick and what he did? And by the way, predictions gone bad, Patrick. I think I said here last week that the 49ers would regret the decision to start Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, and I agreed with you as well.
Yeah, so. Well, that didn't – by the way, this week we don't eat crow. But this week on Cold Hard Football Facts TV at coldhardfootballfacts.com, I drink crow, Patrick, to make amends for that terrible prediction.
Are we talking Old Crow?
We are talking Old Crow whiskey. Have you ever had that rock?
Yeah, I have. Did you drink it straight or did you drink it?
Straight out of the bottle. I opened the bottle on TV, Patrick.
That's beautiful.
Well, you know what?
You're a terrific American. You're the reason that in that – it's no wonder you live in the same area as, you know, the great Sam Adams and Thomas Jefferson – and all these great founding fathers in the Northeast.
I am a great patriot.
That freed us from, you know, the tyranny that was the British rule. It's because of people like you who drink, you know, publicly and discuss the issues of the day. Congratulations.
Well,
Thank you.
And you know what, though? We didn't have a good crow recipe, so I couldn't eat crow. So I literally drank crow. Check that out at click the Cold Hard Football Facts TV button. And it was our little way of having fun because, Patrick, I said that here. I said that on Cold Hard Football Facts. I said it on Sports Illustrated. I said it on Twitter. And that was probably maybe the worst prediction I've ever had. It blew up in my face. And believe me, 49ers fans let us know.
I'm sure they did. Your next icy issue, the Philadelphia Eagles have signed Chip Kelly, according to reports, to be the new head coach. This is good for the NFL, and it's also exciting for the NFL because Chip Kelly will have a high-octane offense in the NFL. Is that a cold, hard football fact?
That is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. And one of the
it to me. I want to hear what you have to say about Chip Kelly's offense.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the – you know, of course, we all know it's that high-tempo offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many plays can you get off in a 60-minute game? And who's doing that right now in the NFL?
Many teams.
Well, mostly the New England Patriots right here in Foxborough, Pat.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, we all know Tom Brady, you know, they pass the football. The Patriots were number two in the NFL in rushing attempts this year. They were number one in rushing touchdowns. This is a team that attacks, and has more attempts, offensive snaps, than any team in football. And what's interesting is innovation in the pro game always comes from college. It always comes from college. It's more teams. It's more guys trying to win different ways. It's more guys who don't have the physical skill set. You know, in the NFL, everyone has pretty much even talent, right? Right. Except, at, you know, maybe a quarterback. But, you know, the talent is largely even in college.
Give or take the Rams for a five-year period with 15-65. But, yeah, your point remains.
The guys have to innovate, and that the kind of college football is the laboratory of football. And let's just, you know, look at the T formation that was run in college, that Sid Luckman ran at college, that George Halas brought him into the Chicago Bears in the late 30s to bring the T formation to the NFL. It revolutionized football. Scoring more than doubled in the NFL in the 1940s with the T formation. And there's been other times, too, whether it's a run and shoot, whatever it might be, the Wildcat. These are all innovations that we saw in college. And Chip Kelly has been one of the pioneers of the high-octane, you know, snap the football as much as he can offense that I think Bill Belichick has successfully adopted, probably better than any coach in the NFL, and brought to the pro game. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what Chip Kelly does with that. Can he replicate that style in the pro game?
He's definitely going to inherit some explosive weapons with Philadelphia. It'll be interesting to watch next year. One of the things, too, that, you know, when people think of the high-octane, high-tempo offense, they think, you know, of quick strikes or big plays. But one of the things that I've noticed just from watching the Patriots this year and in years past, Brady manipulates the game so well that you've talked about, you know, how they run more plays than everybody else. They also keep the defenses completely off balance. And by the time they get down to the red zone, the defense is on their heels and doesn't know what's coming, and that just helps the red zone efficiency that much more. So it's a beautiful thing to witness, really.
Yeah, and I think the game against the Texans the other day was a classic example, right? I mean, the Shane Vereen touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, I forget which touchdown it was, when Houston literally wasn't even at the line of scrimmage defensively, and the Patriots got the ball off for an easy touchdown. It might have been in the second quarter, the Patriots' second touchdown, Vereen's second touchdown, his first through the year. But, yeah, Houston had no answers. They just weren't keeping up that pace, and I think that's what Chip Kelly's going to bring to Philly. And I know Eagles fans, with all that raw talent, are really, really hoping for it.
Your next dicey issue, Kerry, Thomas Jones, the retired running back, formerly of the Arizona Cardinals, New York Jets, and Kansas City Chiefs, says he's going to donate his brain to science. True or false, when you donate your brain to the world, we're going to find that your brain is shaped like a buffalo wing.
As long as it's bigger than the brain of a chicken, I think we're doing okay. That is a cold, hard football fact. My wife jokes, okay? My wife is a very strong professional woman, and she's not big on one-liners, but when she delivers one, it's usually laugh your nuggets off funny, okay? And she tells me that I'm half man, half poultry.
Half man, half poultry?
Yeah, so I think that pretty much sums it up. So that would not surprise me if I donated my brain to science or science fiction and they found it was basically the shape of a buffalo wing.
Yeah, it's definitely going to have some deep fried elements to it as well.
So, hey, Pat, I think we got Russell Baxter coming up. Should we jump to a break here? Or?
Yeah, we can jump to a break. Stick around, everybody. Coming up on the flip side, Russell Baxter, and then we're going to also be joined by Frankie C. and Neil Kiley from the Fat Cat. Don't go anybody. Don't go anywhere, anybody. Please stick around.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts here at Patriots.com. I am your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, Kerry J. Byrne. Pleased to be joined by one of the great guests in all of radio, the great Russell Baxter. Russell, how are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, and congratulations. You have really stepped up your game in terms of your rap.
In terms of my rap? Oh, what do you mean, like Ice Ice Baby? Or
was that you?
Yeah, that was me when I was old.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, are you
Kerry Ice Byrne.
You know what's a funny song? Remember, you're old enough to remember this, Russell, because you're from the disco era, if my judgment is correct, right?
I'm old enough to know who wrote "Happy Birthday," okay? So let's get that out of the way.
That's a good one. You remember the song "Disco Inferno"? Burn, baby, burn.
Absolutely.
Every kid in town would be out. They'd be like, the older kids would be firing street hockey pucks at me. I'd be like, they'd put me in goal, singing "Burn, Kerry, burn." So every time I hear that song, I think of being a little kid and every kid in the neighborhood singing "Burn, Kerry, burn." So,
well, when you grow up with a name like Russell, you spend your whole childhood dodging Ruffles potato chips and Russell sprouts and stuff. So, you know, if you had to absorb some disco music, more power to you.
And Kevin, let's ask our producer Kevin Collins, because Kevin has a pretty solid, straight laced name. I mean, do you get any guff for Kevin? What can you screw up with Kevin Collins? What?
Pretty much nothing.
Nobody can make fun of you.
No.
Plus you won Badass Mofo.
I've been called Carl.
Carl?
I mean, people mix that up, I guess, but that's pretty much it.
Well, see, I'm really old school. If Kevin was around, I would have called him Barnabas Collins.
I think that went over both our heads.
Roughly. Oh, no. Dark Shadows?
No idea what you're talking about.
No.
Oh, Google it, please.
All right, I'm going to Google as we speak. Dark Shadows?
Dark Shadows.
I remember the White Shadow.
Let's put it this way. You know how big Twilight is? You know, with the vampire stories and all that?
Yep.
This was a ABC soap opera in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yep.
That had a vampire theme 40 years before there was any Twilight.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. All right, well, before...
soap opera on ABC.
Before we lose all our football fan listeners, Russell.
No, you won't.
Why?
I just got all the Packer fans and the Steelers fans from the 60s and the 70s.
There you go. Fair enough. Fair enough. So hey, tell me, what four really interesting games this past weekend. Two interesting games come up. What from the divisional round, which was a really great round. I mean, there was you know, one game, two games that were really kind of blowouts, but enough excitement in the other two. Let me ask you, what was more shocking, the way the Broncos kind of melted down and blew a game they should have won, the way Colin Kaepernick played, or the way the Patriots dominated the Texans, or the way the Atlanta came back in the last second in a two-play, you know, 30-second drive? What really jumped out to you as kind of the moment of the weekend?
I think it was Denver's performance overall. I mean, here was a team that, you know, a lot of people, including myself, were sold on, you know, not the Peyton Manning aspect, because last time I checked, he didn't let that ball go over his head in the final seconds of the game to tie the game. But the fact that Denver gave up 35 points, Kerry.
Yep.
This was a team that was second in yards allowed, third against the run, third against the pass.
Number four in scoring defense.
That didn't give up 300 points this year. It was a mystifying performance because of, and now it's become kind of the signature of the Ravens and Flacco in these playoffs, the long ball.
Yep.
Which is what kind of bailed them out against Indianapolis. You know, Flacco to Bolden a couple of times. Torrey Smith. Now, Jacoby Jones, who made a fair catch. Did you notice that? He's a great kick returner. He actually made a fair catch on that touchdown reception. He was that so far behind and then waltzed into the end zone for like the other 12 or 15 yards. But I thought their defensive performance was, I mean, where was the pass rush? It was the team that tied for the NFL lead with 52 sacks.
Yep.
You know, you combine that, and, you know, when the element of doubt goes on, I don't think anybody expected. I don't think it was a surprise so much that Baltimore won, okay? Because this, you know, what team has been in the playoffs more consecutive seasons than the Ravens? I mean, they're the record holders right now. Five straight years. I shouldn't say record, but they have the longest active streak.
And let me read you some Joe Flacco numbers, because you know we're all about it at the Cold Hard Football Facts. And by the way, folks, you can read Russell Baxter many places, including at Cold Hard Football Facts. There's a great fact-filled column for us each week. I think his next column will be out tomorrow, I believe, right, Russell?
Yes.
So, as you know, we're all about efficiency, because we believe that passing efficiency wins football games. Joe Flacco, his last four playoff games, two touchdowns, zero interceptions, 97 rating. Two touchdowns, one interception, 95 rating. Two touchdowns, zero interceptions, 126 rating. And three touchdowns, zero interceptions, 116 passer rating. That's winning football, Russell.
Well, yeah. I mean, you even go back to, you know, I broke it down a different way, but first five playoff games for Joe Flacco in a league, one touchdown and six picks.
Yep.
Last six, 12 touchdowns, two picks.
Yep.
So, I mean, no matter which way you slice it, you have to point to the way he's playing and has been able to, you know, the thing with Joe Flacco, too, is it's not just the interceptions. You know, there are times where he will fumble as well. He did, as you know, he did in the Denver game. He lost the fumble.
Yep.
But at the same time, he's more than making up for it in his confidence with the long ball right now. The shock value, you know, there's the quick score by the Broncos on the holiday return, and just as quickly he finds Torrey Smith down the middle of the field, and I think that stunned the Broncos and almost put them in a stupor for the rest of the afternoon.
I wrote something on Cold Hard this week, and some people think it's unfair. So, you know, if you think it's unfair, you know, you let me know. But I call Joe Flacco the anti-Peyton Manning. He goes into the playoffs with good teams but not great teams. He elevates his game in the postseason, and he wins games he shouldn't win. Whereas Peyton Manning does the opposite. He goes into the postseason with superior teams and loses games he shouldn't lose. Is that unfair?
Well, I think it is to a degree.
Okay.
Because the one, and here's why, but I will say this time around, It's hard for the Peyton defender. And again, they gave up all those points, okay? But Peyton Manning did have three turnovers in the game, okay? More times than not, and you know this, that the Colts teams that Peyton Manning went into the playoffs were always substandard against the run, not great defensive teams in the least. This looked like it was, now I had written earlier, this was looked like, at least on paper, the best defensive team that Peyton Manning was ever going to play for or had ever played for to date. And yet, they couldn't stop them. And offensively, I got a little criticism is the fact that they only scored three touchdowns on offense. It seemed like the whole game, I don't know about you, it seemed like the Manning and the Denver offense was just kind of dinking and dunking.
It was not, and that comes back to what I would argue, why Peyton Manning is largely responsible for his poor track record. His teams play worse in the postseason, and they play worse on offense. In fact, the defenses largely have played better. It's been the offense, going all the way back to his earliest days, they've not played well. In 9 of his 11 losses, Russell, his offense has scored 18 points or less. And these are some of the great offenses ever, with one of the great quarterbacks ever. 18 points or less in 9 of 11 postseason losses. I looked up the numbers historically. If you score 18 points or less in the playoffs, you win 15% of games. So you don't win. You don't win if you don't score 20 or more points. And that's why he's not won. He's underachieved. He's underperformed. That was not the Peyton Manning we saw all year. And once again, his team was different offensively. And then on the other end of it, we wrote this up. In 2005, the Colts were the 14-2, the number one seed, and number two in scoring defense, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
2007, 13-3, the number two seed behind undefeated New England. Number one in scoring defense.
Yes.
And this season, number 13-3, the number one seed, number four in scoring defense. He's had good defensive clubs, and none of those have won a playoff game.
Well, it seems like it's something new all the time. I go back to that 2007 when they gave up the fewest points in the league, correct?
Yep.
And how did they get knocked out of the playoffs that year? They got knocked out at home by San Diego, who played a large chunk of the game without LaDainian Tomlinson,
yep,
and a large chunk of the game without Phillip Rivers, and still moved the ball on the Colts defense. So I think also, and I'm not trying to overly defend Peyton Manning,
yep,
because when you turn over the ball the way they did, I mean, he made a poor pass in overtime. He almost had a fourth turnover, as you well know.
Yep.
But I think some of the Colts also issues was the way the Colts continuously and I think poorly handled their success early in the season.
Yep.
This idea of sitting players for not 2 weeks, but 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep, which they did several times. Yep.
They did all the time. Now, and what a coincidence, the year that Peyton Manning and the Colts win the Super Bowl, when he's there, they had to play the extra wild card game against Kansas City and then got hot and beat Baltimore and beat New England and then beat the Bears in the playoffs. But that's why this one is so mystifying, Kerry, because they played the last game of the season. He played most of the game. They look like where they were on a roll, and then all of a sudden, you know what it is? I think there must be something about the AFC West teams that are put in this spot. How's this for a very scary deja vu? 2008, the Chargers won the AFC West with an 8-8 record.
Yep.
Okay? They won a playoff game in overtime and then turned around and lost to Pittsburgh in the playoffs. In 2009, they went 2-3 and won their last 11 games and then lost their first playoff game.
Yep.
So now let's fast forward. The 2011 Broncos were 8-8. They won a playoff game in overtime. They then lost to the New England Patriots. In 2012, they started out 2-3. They won their last 11 games. And they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
You can win too much going into the postseason, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, I'll give you a great point. Look at the, you know, everybody thinks that you have to go into the playoffs with momentum per se. Okay, what has happened in recent years is the momentum has almost been created in the playoffs, and
yep,
it's going to hold up this year. The last 6 Super Bowl champions. Do you have any idea what the longest winning streak that any of them brought into the postseason?
What was it?
2 games.
Really?
Yes.
And by the way, San Francisco hasn't won 2 games in a row all year.
Well, is it 2 or 3?
2. They've not won more than 2 in a row all season.
But anyway, so Atlanta lost its last game of the year. Baltimore lost its last game of the year. San Francisco won its last game of the year and is on a one-game winning streak. And New England is on a two-game winning streak.
Yep.
So for the seventh straight year, the team that wins the Super Bowl will have no more than a two-game winning streak entering the postseason.
Well, how about this? Just where I mentioned the 49ers, I just looked it up. This is starting in week one. Two wins, loss. Two wins, loss. Two wins, tie. Two wins, loss. Two wins, loss. Two wins right now.
Oh, there it is. There you go. Well,
so, Atlanta Falcons fans, if you're looking for hope.
you know what? What does that tell you? It sounds like they're having a Noah's Ark type of season.
two of every kind?
Two of everything.
So real quick, because we're going to run to a break in a second, Russell, but Patriots-Ravens, you know, what listeners here at the Cold Hard Football Facts at Patriots.com are obviously most interested in. The Patriots are big favorites. Do they win big? Do they even win? Is Baltimore, which is a very tough team, are they good enough to come in here and knock off a Patriots team that seems to be playing really well right now?
Well, listen, people, Patriots fans are going to think I have something against them, but I actually picked Houston to win last week on the programs, and I'm going to pick Baltimore this week. My preseason Super Bowl pick was San Francisco and Baltimore. I wavered on it a little last week, but I'm going to stick with it, and I think they can. I think the fact that they beat New England earlier in the season, and I know everybody's different since earlier in the season, but the fact that the familiarity aspect here is pretty interesting. And, you know, to me, Baltimore is just in a groove. You know, it's funny. They have almost more quick strike ability than the Patriots do right now.
Yeah.
The Patriots obviously score a heck of a lot more points. But the quick strike has kind of gone into Baltimore here. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to lean toward them because of my preseason pick. But New England wins this game, by the way. Six Super Bowl appearances in 12 years? I mean, that's just astounding.
And 11 with Tom Brady at quarterback. I mean, that's frighteningly good if he gets there.
Six Super Bowl appearances in 11 real seasons that Brady played.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, I mean, you want to talk about 2-2. Every 2 years, we average going to a Super Bowl.
I know. It's unbelievable. How about this real quick? Baltimore, New England, the best rivalry right now in the AFC. This is the sixth meeting between these two teams in four seasons and the third and four postseasons. You don't get, you know, there are still AFL teams from 1960 that the Patriots have never played in the playoffs, including like Kansas City. This is three meetings in 4 years in the postseason alone against Baltimore.
Right.
This is the best AFC rivalry right now.
Well, you know, it's funny is Baltimore's replaced the Colts.
Yep.
Ha, ha, ha. That's pretty funny considering Indianapolis replaced Baltimore.
There you go. Payback's a bitch, Russell.
Right. Because remember, the Colts and the Patriots played in the playoffs three times in 4 years, 2003, yep. 2004, 2006.
Yep. And how about this? And me and Patrick are going to talk about it later, I think, in the show. We'll try to talk about it. 16 of the last 26 AFC title game spots, meaning, you know, the last 13 AFC title games,
mm-hmm.
16 of 26 spots, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, New England.
Yeah.
These guys one of these teams is always in the AFC title game.
And I'll throw out one more.
Yep.
The last nine AFC champions are Pittsburgh. I should put them in New England, Pittsburgh, and Indy.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. We haven't had a different one of those three since the Raiders in 2002.
Unbelievable. More than a decade ago now.
Right. So if New England wins, they keep the streak intact. Now, of course, if you go back to 2000, only five teams in the conference have represented the AFC, which was Baltimore, Oakland, New England, Pittsburgh, and Indy. And at least we're going to get one of those, obviously.
Parity schmerity. That's my motto this season.
I like that. Sounds like a T-shirt.
All right, Russell, we're going to run. I appreciate your time. Always a pleasure to talk football with you. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the power of real quarterback rating. Size up the performance of every quarterback and all aspects of their play in the divisional round. Talk to Frankie C and talk to Neil Kiley of the Fat Cat, who makes some of the hottest wings around. All that coming up here in the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them.
Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds are 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
That is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome to Gridiron Feud. We surveyed 100 people and asked them to guess the immediate reactions and responses of the doctors and nurses who were on hand to deliver Tom and Giselle's baby girl, Vivian Lake Brady. Here's what they came up with. Survey says, "My God, that baby is handsome.
Just a beautiful baby. She appears to be wearing eye black. That baby runs on Duncan.
With the first pick in the Brady Bunchen draft, Tom and Giselle select Vivian Lake.
She seems like a Welker type. That baby just scored a touchdown on the Texans. After we clean her up, we're gonna wrap her in a hoodie. Danny Woodhead, what are you doing? Get out on that hoodie. That's for baby Vivian. There, there. Wrapped in the swaddling clothes of a hoodie.
Gridiron Feud is brought to you by the Harbaugh Brothers.
And yes, the Harbaugh Brothers also double as plumbers on Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers. Carrie, what would be your first reaction to the sight of the baby for Tom and Giselle, Vivian Lake Brady?
Clean that poor little thing, man. Wash that thing up before I have to see it. I mean, I don't want to be in the room, Patrick.
And you still don't have children, do you?
No, and there's a reason why. There's several reasons why, not the least of which is it being banned by several nations.
Well, there's only room for one potentate in the world, too, for pick again. Hey, before we go into our real quarterback rating list, I got a question for you. Mark Trestman was named the head coach of the Bears, as you know, the former CFL head coach. How do you see the CFL head coach shaking out in the NFL? You think that's something that'll be easy to overcome?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know how much of a history there is of CFL guys coming into the NFL.
That's what I was. There isn't one, really. It's kind of interesting to see it happen, honestly.
I mean, he has coached. I mean, he does have NFL experience. It's just been a long time. That's the thing. Not as a head coach, but you know what? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I do think if any organization has to be a little unorthodox, it's Chicago.
Yeah.
Because we're talking decades. It's almost comical. It's almost unbelievable that they just can't. They can't play modern style offense. We talked earlier with you and I, or me and Russell, talking about innovation coming out of college. It was you and I with Chip Kelly.
Right.
How innovation comes out of college. Well, and we talked about the Chicago Bears getting Sid Luckman in the 1940s. Sid Luckman is still the all-time leading passer in Bears history, Patrick. And he hasn't played since 1950. That's how inept offensively this organization has been. It's almost comical. It's almost hard to believe. They haven't found a franchise quarterback, and Jay Cutler's probably the closest to it, in 62 years.
Yeah, and Eric Kramer is still one of the most prolific Chicago passers of the past 25 years, which says as much to me as your comment about Sid Luckman, too.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. I mean, because we did a study a couple years ago about how inept that offense has been historically, and it's really – and this year was another example. It's really mind-boggling, and this year another example. That organization wins with defense. And, you know, they won a championship in 1963 with one of the best defenses in history. They won a championship in 1985 with one of the best defenses in history. And if they don't have those defenses, they don't win. And it's like – it has to be like one of the best ever for that franchise to win a championship, and it's – I don't know how they even got to the Monday. So a long way of saying, like I said, if any team needs to try something different, it's the Chicago Bears.
It'll be exciting to see, especially that and Chip Kelly, too, and even to a certain extent the coach from Syracuse that Buffalo lured away.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question, Patrick?
Yes.
Because I asked readers on Facebook and Twitter, at Football Facts, or follow us on Facebook. Just because I saw they were showing on ESPN here in the studio pictures of fans burning LeBron James' jersey when he decided to go to Miami a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
If you could burn one NFL player's jersey in effigy, which jersey would it be? So either write it up, follow us, go to Facebook, write it up, mention it to @FootballFacts on Twitter, or call us here in the at the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. But if you had to do it, Pat, not to put you on the spot, we didn't rehearse this, but what jersey would you burn?
Man.
Probably Adam Vinatieri's, wouldn't you?
No. If I was going to go that route, it would be a hoodie. It would be Belichick's hoodie that I would burn.
Okay.
But I don't I wouldn't do that. So.
All right. Well, we'll read some of the answers, and then in the second hour, we'll read some. We get some answers popping in. We'll read some of those.
I mean, honestly, I think it would be fun to burn Brett Favre's jersey, even though he doesn't play anymore. I still, you know, I just think it'd be a good time just to see the shriek and the horror from other people. But he could throw his, he'd keep his Wranglers on.
Which one would you burn, though? The Packers jersey, the Jets jersey, or the Vikings jersey?
Definitely the Jets and the Vikings jersey.
Yeah, I don't think, I think I could stick with the Packers jersey. It's one of the
games. Like I said, I mean, it's hard, you know, you can't be a fan of football and not have respect or like, you know, what Favre did for so many years. But like we've said ad nauseum on this program, it got to that saturation point. But rather than go back into that, let's go into the real quarterback rating rankings. Real quick, Kerry, if anybody's wondering out there, what is real quarterback rating? How is that different from just good old-fashioned quarterback ratings that people often see?
Well, real quarterback rating is our measure of all aspects of quarterbacking. The other rating is called passer rating. It's not a quarterback rating, and people do this all the time. They say, oh, the guy has a 100.2 QB rating. No, he doesn't. He has a 100.2 passer rating. It is not a measure of quarterbacking.
Did you get in fights in the grade school parking lot during recess over there?
Yeah, I do, actually. But it's not. It's passer rating. It purports to measure nothing else, Patrick, but don't make fun of me just because I got beat up for being a stat geek. It measures only passing. So we wanted to know, especially with guys like Tim Tebow and Cam Newton, 2 years ago we came out with real quarterback rating, which is basically passer rating with passing plus rushing touchdowns, sacks, fumbles. And what we found, it's even more important than passer rating. It is probably the most important standard of football. If you were better in real quarterback rating this year, you won 85.6% of all NFL games. And since week 15, you are 52-4 if you have a better real quarterback rating. That's 930 winning percentage over the last 5 weeks of NFL action. Other than final score, Patrick, there's nothing in sports more important than real quarterback rating.
Well, then let's look at the eight quarterbacks from the divisional round. We'll go through their real quarterback rating. Bringing up the rear, we have Peyton Manning at 72.3. That might seem low to some people. What is the reason for that?
Well, the reason is he had three turnovers. You know, two interceptions, an interception return for a touchdown, a fumble. He was the only quarterback in the divisional round to suffer three turnovers. The reason he had the lowest real QB rating, he didn't get the ball downfield. He did not have a great game, and everyone says, well, the ball was tipped, this and that. Well, but you know what? So what? The scoreboard doesn't care. The stat book doesn't care. The scorekeeper didn't care that the ball was tipped. At the end of the day, the number is what the number is, and people say, well, but, no buts. The number is what the number is. The reason doesn't matter because the scoreboard doesn't care. And the reason, you know, he was the worst quarterback in the divisional round. It's simple as that. He had the worst game, the worst performance, and the three turnovers. You turn the ball over three times in the NFL, especially in the postseason, you don't win football games.
At number seven on the list, Matt Schaub, 89.7. And that includes his game against the Bengals as well, correct?
No, that's just in the divisional round.
For the divisional round, okay.
You know, listen, he didn't play well. He was clearly outplayed by Tom Brady, and I think it reflects in that number that he was a average quarterback playing a very, very good quarterback, and the very, very good quarterback won comfortably.
Yeah, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm really concerned and wondering if I can win with Matt Schaub. I don't know. There's just something that's not, from a leadership standpoint, that doesn't seem to go well. But that could just be my view from the couch, which has no, you know, bearing on anything other than the fact that it's through my own eyes.
No, I think the real quarterback rating backs up what your eyes are telling you. It's simple as that.
I appreciate that, Kerry. Aaron Rodgers coming in at number six, 90.8. Of course, he was upstaged by number one on our list, but we'll get to him in a second. Number five, Matt Ryan, 94.8.
Well, let me mention something real quick about Matt Ryan, 90.8. He's the only quarterback to lose the battle of real quarterback rating and win the game. And I think the difference is that Russell Wilson obviously ran the ball a lot better, but Matt Ryan was the exception to the rule this week. And in the playoffs, if you have a better real quarterback rating, you are 7-1. Matt Ryan, the only quarterback to pull out a victory when he was essentially outplayed in all phases, in kind of when you look at running and passing.
Coming in at number four, Joe Flacco, 100.2. That's a moderate fever if you have the flu. Number three, Mr. Tom Brady at 110.8 real quarterback rating, which baffles me because when I think of Tom Brady this past Sunday, I think of him having a quiet game and just kind of doing the things that you know, it takes to win.
Yeah,
but,
three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. The bar that he's set by his own play in the past is just ho-hum business as usual. Coming in at number two, you mentioned it, Russell Wilson, 112.1. Of course, he threw for 385 yards, also ran for 60 and a score, and definitely looked to have outplayed Matt Ryan. And like you said, that was the exception to the weekend's rule, where Matt Ryan actually upstaged Wilson in the win column. And then number one, not a surprise right now, Colin Kaepernick, 116.4. Can the Falcons stop him, Kerry?
You know what? I think they can. I mean, I think they're a tough team to beat at home. Will they? I don't know. You know what? You'll have to come to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider and see our real and spectacular pick. Patrick, you know, people can get that little sales pitch here for $9.95 for the week. And, you know, get it again for the Super Bowl for the same price. But, you know what? And what we do there is we break down every team and every game and 20 different quality stats. We'll talk a bit more about that at the about sizing up each team at the end of the show. But, you know, right now he looks unstoppable. But you know what? He's still a young quarterback. I'm still kind of waiting for the, you know, for the chariot to turn into a pumpkin there, if you will. And that he's can he be this good, this fast, and this unstoppable? Like no one we've ever seen? I don't know, Pat. It seems a little unprecedented. I just think that it's possible that he has a bad game somewhere along the way.
Good enough. And speaking of unstoppable, the one and only Frankie C. will join us coming up in the next segment. Please stick around, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't go anywhere.
Cold, hard football facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds are the 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It is now time for the Frankie C. Report with America's number one purveyor of Tom Brady pajamas, Frankie C.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Fact. I am Kerry J. Byrne alongside Patrick Himig, and joined as always at the top of the hour by the always entertaining Frankie C., whose last name is a single letter only to protect
I don't know who's it to protect,
Frank, but it's probably to protect
the
children running around wondering whatever happened to Daddy.
I just don't want people to be able to trace back my actions to my mom or the rest of my family.
And his last name doesn't even begin with C, folks. That's the irony of it. You know, it's a total made up name. So what's going on, Frank?
Are you a full blooded Italian, Frankie?
I am. Well, no, I'm a mutt Italian. I'm an infusion of many different European cultures.
You would be.
Well, you know what? Because I've known Frank.
An enlightened, enriched individual who enriches the world with his presence.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for noticing.
I know Frank. I've known Frankie a long time, but he would always say that you would always say you were an American. You know, when people are young, oh, what are you? Are you Irish? You were, you know, here in Boston, everyone was Irish or Italian when we were kids, or it seemed at least we, you know, in my little part of the world. You always said you were an American, Frank.
That's a fact. That's what I am.
You know, so you never went for this. Screw my ancestors. Screw my ethnicity. You're an American through and through. So
I'm my own man.
There's something insightful for saying that, Frank.
Well, you know, I like to represent. And here's the, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do you always act the way you do? Why are you so cocky? And it breaks down like this. The reason I am the way I am is because I like to be better than everybody. Like, I'm better than you, and my family's better than yours, and my city's better than yours, and my country's better than yours. So when people ask me, you know, what my nationality is, of course I am American, because it's better than yours.
There you go. Well, no, you know, hello to all our fans in the UK.
The people running our country felt the same way about America.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be ideal, you know. It's like people who own dogs, they actually like dogs. They don't just, you know, become dog owners and then try to take the dog's bones away and tell the dog to stay out of the house.
Yeah, it's like a guy who hates dogs running a kennel.
Hey, so speaking of politics, this is a big day in American political history, if I'm not mistaken, Frank, because we turn to you for education and enlightenment. Besides entertainment, and I understand you told me this is a big day in American political history.
It's a fact. Today, on this day, 93 years ago in 1920, the 18th Amendment, the Prohibition Amendment, went into effect, only to be repealed 13 years later.
By the 21st Amendment, which is why there's a bar in every town called the 21st Amendment celebrating the repeal. But I didn't know that this is the anniversary of the beginning of Prohibition, which was a sad day for America. And think of all the bathtub gin the group of us would have consumed back during Prohibition.
I'm certain I would have been jailed.
Why not? I mean, listen, if you, I mean, like Frankie always says, they can have my my vodka martini, dirty martini, when they take it from my cold, dead hands.
They'll have to pry it out.
That's right. So what else do we got?
Well, also today in 1970, 43 years ago, yep. The NFL realigned into three divisions, down from four, but I think that's a little misleading. Why don't you take it from there?
Well, you know, because 1970 was kind of a pivotal year in NFL history. I didn't know this was the date of realignment, but 1970 was the year that the AFL and NFL finally fully merged. They started playing the Super Bowl in the 1966 season. So 66 Super Bowls 1 through 4 was the AFL versus the NFL. It was like the American League versus the National League. They didn't play each other except in the Super Bowl. In 1970, the two leagues officially merged. So the NFL went from 16 teams to 26, I believe. It was 10 from the AFL. And so the league expanded. The AFL disappeared, was folded in. So that's why the old NFL had four divisions. The new NFL had two conferences with three divisions each.
Okay.
But 1970 was a pivotal year for many reasons, Frank, and the NFL realignment, another one of them.
I think it worked out pretty well for everybody.
So I think we should realign ourselves as well.
How would we realign ourselves?
Do what?
How would we realign ourselves?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'll let you know. It just sounds like something we need to do.
I think you and I should be the Boston division, Kerry, and everyone else is some other division.
But there's only three of us here. It's got to be – we need something. Actually, Kevin, can you be in our league?
Why not?
All right. So we have four – we're like the old NFL. And, hey, actually, this is interesting. If you look at the NFL in 1967, that was the first year they had divisions. They never had divisions. They used to just have two conferences. You won your conference, you played in the championship. There was no playoffs. In 1967, they went to four divisions and started a playoff system. But they weren't called like the East, the North. They were called the Capital Division, the Century Division. I forget all the names, but they were really kind of like the old NHL, Frank. You remember the Wales Division, the Patrick Division?
I wish they still ran it like that.
The Adams Division.
I think the Patrick Division is probably one of the best divisions in the history of sports.
That is true, Patrick. You were right there. But I don't know why they did it like that. I mean, it was always weird. I mean, the NHL finally phased it out too, you know?
Yeah, but you know what I liked about that was as far as the old NHL divisions, was the cool names. You know, you had the Campbell Conference and the Wales Conference and the Adams Division, and now it's just the Northeast and the Southeast, and, you know, they kind of made it all generic.
Well, the cool thing, I think the coolest thing that the NHL did, those were all pivotal figures in NHL history. Though, you know, all those people were, you know, the Campbell was somebody, Wales was, they were all tributes to key figures in the building of the league, whereas when the NFL did it with the Capital, the Century, the Coastal, it was just generic names that really made didn't make a lot of sense, really, you know what I mean? So at least the geography makes more sense, but that's been a problem for the NHL too, hasn't it, where they always have the Norris Trophy and nobody outside hockey knows what it is? Or the Vezina Trophy, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the best goalie? I don't even know. What's the best defenseman? I know, but I grew up, you know, a hardcore hockey fan.
Right, right.
The average fan doesn't know the Vezina Trophy is the best goalie. Why not just call it the best goalie?
Could be most valuable goalie trophy.
Yeah.
Well, in the old days of hockey in the Frankie division, every team would, you know, after every game, they would just wake up with their pants down around their ankles.
Wouldn't that be the most fun division to play in, though?
It would be the smelliest, too.
First one naked wins. Hey, today in 1972, Super Bowl VI was played between the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins, with the Cowboys coming out on top 24-3.
Yep, well, that was the end of the 1971 season. That was Roger Staubach's breakout year. And his first
Captain America.
Captain America, one of the all-time great quarterbacks ever. Because remember, he served 5 years in the Navy during the Vietnam War.
Right,
after
prior to actually becoming famous as a football player, isn't
that? Yeah, well, he won the Heisman in 63 as a junior. He played in 64. He did 5 years of service. So he didn't come out into the NFL until 69, I believe. And then he battled for his job with, like, Craig Morton was the other quarterback. And finally, in 71, he took over. And the Cowboys, this is what makes one of the reasons that makes Roger Staubach such a legend is the Cowboys were the team that couldn't win the big game, right? We always talk about that.
Right.
Like, you know, it was always Peyton Manning or whoever, the team that couldn't win the big game. That was the Cowboys. They lost the 66 NFL title game, the 67 NFL title game. They lost in the playoffs a couple years. And then finally in 1971, they won the Super Bowl thanks to Captain America. But they beat up the Dolphins so bad that day that the Dolphins vowed they were never going to be humiliated like that again and went on to go undefeated the next year and win the next two Super Bowls. So kind of a big game in a lot of ways.
Another interesting fact about that game, it was played in the New Orleans Superdome.
I think it might have been played at Tulane. Was it played at the Superdome?
Not according to, well, it says in New Orleans.
I kind of assumed it was Tulane at Super Bowl VI because they didn't have they didn't have indoor venues yet.
I take it back. It says in New Orleans, but it doesn't.
Yeah, that was played outdoors at Tulane Stadium.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you have us, Frank? We're like the life raft for you.
I am glad. You know, together, all three of us are going to get through this news report.
Give us some rock and roll. There's got to be some rock. You're a rocking kind of guy.
Yeah, I am a rocking
kind of
guy.
So give us some rock. What's happened in rock and roll?
There's a momentous occasion in rock history.
Like last week when we did the show, it was Jimmy Page's birthday.
That's right. So, today, it's another humongous rock and roll moment. In 1976, Peter Frampton released the platinum live album, Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great line. What version is that, Kevin?
Just the one I downloaded.
Yeah, that's not like the rockin' one from the album.
Sounds like the live version of the live album.
It sounds like, I think that's the studio version, and we all know the live version.
Can I tell you, I saw Peter Frampton live open for Heart about 4 years ago.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? I thought it was going to be a dinosaur show, a bunch of people just barely...
You would have fit right in, you know?
It was a phenomenal show. He rocked the house. It was incredible.
Really? But he's changed, you know, he was kind of like a sex symbol rock god in the 70s. Now he's like bald and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I saw him.
You saw him in concert 4 years ago.
Let me finish my thought, will you? You want to run this news thing?
I think the early show today has just got you guys out of your game.
No kidding.
I didn't get close enough to his head to determine whether he had hair or not. You know, another thing about that day is I was out on a date, and I was making out in the crowd like a 16-year-old. It was good fun.
Yeah, what was his name?
I told you, we're trying to keep the names to a minimum. Okay. We don't want to connect anything back.
All right, what else do we got?
Today, in 1980, Paul McCartney was jailed in Tokyo for 10 days on marijuana possession.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it turns out Paul likes his marijuana.
No kidding.
You know how I know that?
How?
You want to get high?
Because today, on the very same day, in 1984, Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested in Barbados for possession of marijuana.
No, they weren't. On the same day.
The same day, 4 years apart, Paul McCartney was jailed for marijuana possession. Hey, note to Sir Paul. Maybe stay home on January 16th from now on.
Yeah,
there's no hope with dope.
That was from Saved by the Bell, by the way, that Kevin just played. That was a beautiful, beautiful soundbite. I award a game ball to Kevin for today's show.
He's already with 40 minutes to go. Kevin's already got the game ball.
That was the episode with Johnny Dakota.
Play that set. Can you play that? What was it?
There's no hope with dope.
Hope with dope. Did you guys know that on January 16th from the year 2000 through 2010, Ricky Williams got high?
You want to get high?
What, are you trying to steal that game ball, Pat? That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. Now, it figures that Kevin and Patrick would know Saved by the Bell because, I mean, that's your generation, right?
Absolutely. That was Saturday morning TV after cartoons in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, and your Scooby-Doo pajamas.
Really?
Your Scooby-Doo pajamas. There was no Tom Brady pajamas. Although, you know, knowing Frankie, if he had Tom Brady pajamas when Tom Brady was just a little child, then we'd get some serious issues.
Well, in the late 80s, I was wearing my Tony Eason / Steve Grogan pajamas.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you got to keep it relevant.
Brady pitching a 10 back there.
Hey, let's get on to birthdays.
Okay. All
right. Today, in 1908, Ethel Merman, stage and screen actress, was born. Do you mind if I do a little Ethel Merman
impression?
Can you
do Ethel Merman? I'd love to hear this.
Well, it's not Ethel Merman. It's me doing Ethel Merman playing Lieutenant Hurwitz from the movie Airplane, who was playing Ethel Merman.
Okay.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a place. You're welcome.
That was pretty good. You didn't quite hit the high notes there, but that was pretty good.
Hey, she's, you know, and in doing my research on this, turns out Ethel Merman was born in 1908, and there's no death date. So if that's the case, this woman is 105 years old today.
No kidding. Wow. Kevin and Pat, you guys don't even know who Ethel Merman is? We are totally dating out. We look like old dinosaurs. Talk about dinosaurs.
No, but I know who Mr. Belding and Kelly Kapowski are.
Who doesn't know? Listen, I'm old. I know Kelly. She was actually in Saved by the Bell, right?
Yes.
Right.
Because she was, I remember, she was, she would be a reason for a guy my age to watch. Oh, and I was not above age at the time.
Yeah,
to watch
she's,
Saved by the Bell.
She's probably, most people my age and Kevin's age, probably one of our first loves.
Well, Frank's was Ethel Merman, so she died in 1984, Frank.
Yeah, my girl Ethel.
I wasn't born in 84.
Really? Oh, God.
So, oh, she is dead?
Yep, yep. Unfortunately. You know what? I think we've, between Russell Baxter, his references, and Ethel Merman, this has been a new low for Patriots.com radio.
Yeah, our demographic just, the age of our, average age of our demographic just went up by about 15 years.
Was she married to Thurman Merman?
Who was Thurman?
I don't know. It was just funny. I don't know. Was that anybody, Kevin?
Remember? I think it's in like Bad Santa, the fat kid. His name's like Thurman Merman.
No way.
Yeah. And the drunk Santa, Billy Bob Thornton, just gives him a bunch of BS about it.
That is funny. So, all right, we got another guest coming up, Frank. So, give us. Do we got one more birthday in the can here?
We got one more birthday. 1964, today, Mark Collins, NFL cornerback and safety for the Giants, the Chiefs, and the Packers, turns 49.
You know what I remember about him? I believe he was one of the guys on the field goal block team on Scott Norwood's errant kick in Super Bowl, what was that, Super Bowl 21?
25.
25, I'm sorry.
1991, it was January 91.
That's right, okay. And, I believe he was the guy you see kind of with his hands up in the air, kind of like celebrating, like walking off the field. It's kind of a famous image. I believe that might have been him because I think he was number 25, one of the defensive backs on the kickball team as a rookie for the Giants, and obviously one of the great games in NFL history.
Absolutely.
Actually, Frank, were you with us? I think I watched that game at some off-campus party. Some guy was supposed to be having an off-campus party at Boston College. It was my junior year. And it might have been you and a couple other guys showed up at this party. There was nobody there. The guy said, I'm not having a party or something. We crashed a place and just watched the Super Bowl there by ourselves.
I was not there. I was marining at the time.
You were in the Corps at the time. We just totally crashed this guy's house and watched the Super Bowl at some stranger's house.
Didn't we do that? We did that down the Vineyard.
For the Buster Douglas Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah, it was Mike Tyson Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield fight, yeah.
The night he did Evander Holyfield's ear off, we were sitting in some random person's living room.
Yeah, we rented a house in Oak Bluffs, and we go around. It's a big fight night, and they didn't have cable in the house we were in. You know, it's a summer home. And so we go walking the streets of Oak Bluffs looking for people watching the fight, knocked on the door and said to the guys, we let us in? No. And so we stood at the door like puppies. Until they finally opened the door and let us in. Complete strangers. We sat there, watched a fight with them, and then left.
So. You have to be persistent.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. We're a scary-looking bunch.
Hey, Frank, real quick, before we go, prediction for Baltimore at New England in the AFC title game.
My prediction is 100-0 Patriots.
There you go. You heard it here first, folks. No bias, only the straight dope.
It's not even going to be close.
I'm serious.
It's not going to be close. Get your bets down. Anything less than 10 points, put your
Frank
money on the
Frank is giving 99 in this one, folks. So, all right, Frank, we appreciate the time.
Take it easy, fellas.
All right, we got to run to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a man who makes possibly the hottest hot wings in all of Boston, and a great football guy too, Neil Kiley, the Fat Cat in Quincy, plus a whole lot more. Here on the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Find out what's cooking in Carrie's pickup and parking lots around the country when we return.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios Internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios.
proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but, like, basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take it. Welcome back to the cold, hard football facts here on Patriots.com. I am your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, Kerry J. Byrne. You know that the cold, hard football facts, it's about more than just the stats, the data, the numbers. We like to have a little fun. We like to eat. We like to tailgate. We like to live the gridiron lifestyle. And our next guest loves all those things, too. His name's Neil Kiley. He's the owner of the Fat Cat Restaurant in Quincy, which is not only a great place, it makes perhaps the hottest wings in New England. Neil, how you doing?
Very good, Kerry. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, one of the many reasons we wanted to have you on, one, because I know you're a good football mind. So we want to talk a little football and Patriots with you. But I have to ask you, your hot wings, they're your triple X wings, right?
Yep.
And what football fan doesn't like wings? They are insane, Neil.
Yeah, they're pretty hot. They definitely melt some faces off.
What's it? Now, I understand, right? Tell me a little bit about what makes yours different than others. Do you like infused vodka? What's the story there?
Yeah, what we do is we actually make a habanero and scotch bonnet infused vodka that we use for also Bloody Marys and stuff, for a good Bloody Mary on a football Sunday. Yeah.
You know what that sounds like, Neil? Not to interrupt. That sounds like you and your buddies were sitting around one night. You know what we should do?
Yeah, that sounds about right, Kerry. More or less where it came from. And we just started, when we first opened, we started to kick around ideas as far as what we could do, infusing vodkas and things like that. And the hot sauce came up because we wanted to do something special with wings and make something really hot. So what we kind of did was kicked around the idea of making a super hot vodka and using that in the sauce when it comes for the XXX wings. So it's basically that habanero and scotch bonnet infused vodka. We let that sit and simmer for about typically about 2 weeks before it's ready to go. And then we use that vodka in the sauce with extra cayenne, extra hot cayenne pepper, some Frank's extra hot sauce, and then a couple other special ingredients in there. And then we mix them all together with the wings and, you know, watch people burn is basically the best thing to do.
Well, I'm one of those people who I enjoy the pain, if you will.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll be sitting there sweating my you-know-what off,
yep.
But and crying and tearing up, and my wife makes fun of me. But I think there actually is a chemical scientific reason for it, but I get like a high off it, Neil.
I think it's capsaicin, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
I think it's something like that actually gives you an endorphin rush.
Yep.
And that's kind of what that heat brings out. You know, and of course, I mean, realistically, anybody can make a wing that really is that hot. But at the same time, you want to have some flavor to it. You want to be able to taste something. You don't want to just numb your tongue and not be able to taste what you're eating and not be able to talk for a couple hours. So you got to have at least some sort of base for that sauce, aside from just straight capsaicin, straight mace, you know, melt your face off type wing.
Yeah, you need a little something. The foodie word is umami.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that.
It means like savory. It means savory. It's like Japanese word for you need a little mouthfeel and texture, that kind of mouthwatering. So hot alone, any idiot can make, like you said, you didn't put it that way, but any idiot can make something hot. To make it hot with flavor is the secret. And to me, it's a balance of the heat and that savoriness, that kind of satisfying mouthfeel that really sets apart a really good wing from a bad wing. And funny, true story. And I know I've known you for a long time, and I personally eat at your place all the time. That's how I know how good they are. But the other day I got your ribs because we decided we're not going to get wings, but I got some of the XXX sauce takeout.
Oh,
I was eating this week your ribs dipped in your XXX sauce.
That I like to hear. I like to hear that people are doing different things. We have a couple customers that come in that do some different stuff with some ribs. We put some different sauces on them. We do a sesame hot sauce.
Yeah.
That one of the guys does on his ribs, and it works out pretty well. I mean, to me, it's you can always have the same old thing, but once you can play around and get some different stuff and make some of your own flavors from a place, it works out very well.
Yeah, and we're talking to Neil Kiley, the Fat Cat in Quincy, a great place. Kind of a really, and you and I both Quincy guys, Neil, so I can say this. You can kind of make fun of your own. Quincy does not have a great dining scene, and you are really one of the very few exceptions where you're doing something different, but it's still a cool place that the average guy can go in and feel comfortable, but get good beer and get different food that you can get at the typical place around there. And I think that's really kind of the secret to your success. You found a great balance with comfort food that people are accessible, that is accessible to people, but it's also different and tasty. I really think you've kind of hit that sweet spot.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kerry.
And so the other thing that's just put you on the map, I think, more so than the hot wings, and you've been on the Food Network for this and everything, is the mac and cheese, and you even do that a little bit differently.
Yeah, we do stuff in our mac and cheese that most people don't typically do. I think that we kind of hit the mac and cheese trend that's now everywhere. We kind of hit it on the upswing and right at the beginning of it. And now you see mac and cheeses everywhere. And I think that a lot of places try and recreate, not necessarily our dish, but different types of mac and cheeses with different types of cheese and things. And I think that our chef, Tom Coleman, really, you know, hit the nail on the head. He had made before we were doing test kitchen things and stuff like that in the restaurant and trying out different stuff, and he had made the mac and cheese as a side dish. And we kind of said, what can we do? This mac and cheese itself is so good. What can we do to make this a signature dish? And he said, well, I can add lobster to it, and we can make a bigger portion. And I said, why don't we try that? Well, and let's see. And then sure as hell, you know, we just went through the roof with it, and it's worked out fantastically.
But I mean, what's the big one? I forget what you call it, because I've actually, honestly, everybody raves about your mac and cheese. I've never ordered it, because I get other stuff.
It's the ultimate fat mac and cheese.
The ultimate fat, and what's the story behind that?
It's got, well, what we did was, we started, after we did our first menu with the initial lobster mac and cheese, and we figured out that there's so many other different types of mac and cheese. Like, I grew up eating SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
I grew up eating Kraft macaroni and cheese. That was, like, my thing, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, my mother used to boil a couple hot dogs and throw it in with the macaroni. And I said, well, we...
Good Irish cooking, Neil, that we grew up with in Quincy.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell me
can I tell you a funny story? We'll get back to the mac and cheese, but a funny off-topic story. my mom is wonderful. She's a great mom. But she always cooked steak. She broiled the crap out of it.
Oh yeah.
She would put it in the broiler, and I would be going out with my friends after high school. And we go, hey, let's get a bunch of steaks and grill on the beach or go out to Rancid or go out to one of the islands. You know, we'd grill. And I'm like, what do you want steak for?
Yeah.
And what are you talking about, Kerry? I said, why? And then I never knew steak had juice in it.
Yeah.
Because everything was cooked over. I think that was how they grew up in Irish families. They overcooked
everything.
Oh, there's
no doubt about it.
Yeah. So
we have a potato. Every time I eat at my parents' house, there's something with potato in it. Yep. There's just no way around that.
So back to the mac and cheese. But you've been on the Food Network with this and everything. I mean, this is like a legendary dish. I think you're almost underselling it, that it's like people come from all over the country to try.
Yeah, we've had people from New York, we've had people from Florida. We had people call and ask us to FedEx ship it to them.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, there's only so much we can do when it comes to stuff like that. Because to us, it's, we want to make sure that the product that we're putting out there is what we represent. So for me to put it in a box and ship it to somebody, it's not going to do myself any good. It's not going to do the dish itself justice.
Yep.
So he does, it's basically a four or five cheese mac and cheese. It has manchego and Parmesan and blue cheese and cheddar and mozz. And he cooks that all down in a cream sauce. And I think the thing that really gets people is that there's garlic in it. Most people don't expect to see a garlic in a mac and cheese. And it's a really savory, healthy, big portion. And, you know, we thought that it was really going to be our signature dish, and we were amazed at how big it's really become. We don't want to say that we kind of started a mac and cheese craze, but I think the lobster mac and cheese craze really kind of started in this area of New England and really just kind of blew up from there. I mean, it's everywhere now. I mean, I see it on menus, and the sincerest form of flattery, I'm seeing it on menus everywhere, and I just got a little smirk on my face when I see lobster mac and cheese on everybody's menu.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't. You know, it's food world. Nothing is truly original. But you know, it's kind of satisfying as a chef and a cook and a restaurateur to see people kind of adopt what you've done. And by the way, I got a funny story, folks. So a couple years ago, the Food Network gets wind of the mac and cheese that Neil Kiley has at the Fat Cat. And so they come. They come down to videotape. If these like competitive eater type people can do the 5 pounds of mac and cheese?
Yeah, it's about 5.5 pounds.
So, me and a couple, because I worked with Neil on it. We come down to do some Food Network stuff with them, and I hear a voice I had not heard since high school. It was a cheerleader from Quincy High who I went to high school with, who had to weigh 95 pounds, and she ate the entire thing. Neil,
it's unbelievable. She's done it twice.
A girl named Valerie Ferry. I went to high school with her. I mean, I played. We hung out. Everything. We were friends. I hadn't talked to her in years. And then all of a sudden, she's here. Ate this. I could not believe that her body could fit that much mac and cheese in it. She was a machine.
You're being kind when you say 95 pounds. She might be 95 pounds soaking wet, wearing a sweatshirt.
In really good shape. I mean, very healthy. She just
a petite
woman. You know.
It was classic to me to see that. I mean, I've now seen her do it twice.
Really.
And we've had a lot of people come in, and we've had a lot of people order it. And I've legitimately only seen two people finish it.
Wow.
And she was one of the two. And she might be the size of my right leg.
Yeah. You and I are pretty big guys. You're bigger than I am. You're a lot taller. And I could not put that away. Not even close. You know what I mean?
No, no chance.
But so real quick, Neil, let's talk some football, because I know you're a big football fan. I know you're a big Patriots guy.
Yes, sir.
Give me, on a scale of 1 to 10, your confidence with the very tough Baltimore Ravens coming into town this weekend.
I'm going to have to go right around a 7.
A 7, okay.
The reason that I'm leaning more, I tend to be pessimistic when it comes to these things. I don't try and get overconfident when it comes to the Patriots in general, which I should be as a Patriots fan. I should always be confident in them, because they're such a good team and they're such a good dynasty as far as what they're doing and how often they win. It's just, to me, there's certain things that make me a little more confident this week. You know, being that the Baltimore just finished up playing almost an extra quarter and a half in the middle of Denver and in Mile High Stadium, you know, that defense and that offense has to be exhausted coming back here. And to come back to, you know, New England and have to play in New England after the game that they had last week and the highs and lows that they must have, I'm a little more confident in the Patriots than I normally am, because I tend to be pessimistic when it comes to that stuff. I don't want to always get overconfident. You know, you and I always talk about random things like this, and it's. I think that the spreads they're putting out there around the 9 and 10s,
yep,
I think they're realistic. I really think that the Pats can. I think they have to start heavy and hard, And yep. I think that's always been their issue when they've played Baltimore in the past, is that they tend to let Baltimore get on the board early and kind of suck the life out of the stadium, and I just don't think they can let that happen this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about trying not to be overconfident. We do at Cold Hard Football Facts, our insider, our premium product, is where we do, among other things, all our picks against the spread. And we have a really good track record. I mean, we win consistently. We've never had a losing year. We've won big most years, and pretty good track record. But when it comes to the Patriots, their lines are usually so big, I'm always cautious.
Yeah.
But you know what? We have a database called Spreadopedia that measures. You can look up any team's record against the spread in any situation, any time. The Patriots in the Tom Brady era win like 64% against the spread, Neil.
That's impressive.
And it's not impressive. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're always favored, when they're like on average 6-point favorites, and they still have the best record against the spread. So my instinct, and I think I maybe even overcompensate because I'm in Boston. You know what I mean? You don't want to be too gung-ho. But the reality is no team is a better bet in football over the last 10, 11, 12 years. And that's a fact.
I think my problem is that I get sucked in, and then all of a sudden I'm betting for them when they're playing Arizona.
You know? But you know what? Yeah, I see, you know, over the long haul, let's put it this way. If you like to put some money on a game, over the long haul, that this team is the closest thing to a money-printing machine in football. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was any way that they could make this spread less than it was against Houston. You know, all things considered, with Houston coming in and then the revenge factor type thing. And
yep.
I don't think there's any way they can go into the next week and have Baltimore, who was a lower seeded team, you know, be any less of a point spread than say the Texans were. I think that's kind of where Vegas has to set that line at least, and then go from there.
Yeah, and obviously the public looks at. We talked about this earlier. The public nationally looks at the Patriots as the evil empire, as
a
ruthless victory machine. So those numbers are big. Are big for, you know, for a reason, reality. Let me ask you this, Neil. No, the sixth time these two teams are meeting in the last 4 years, which is pretty amazing for non-division rivals. Three times in 4 years in the postseason. Are the Ravens the Patriots' best rival right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to go with, yeah. I mean,
2 years in a row in the AFC title game.
You know, it was the Jets. The Jets will always be a rival, but there's no even point in calling that a rivalry anymore.
Yep.
You know, and I think that Washington,
which sounded arrogant, but was absolutely true.
Yeah, I mean, the thinking to me, it's as a Patriots fan and a football fan, being able to watch possibly the greatest quarterback of all time go against possibly one of, if not the greatest linebacker of my generation, you know,
yep.
And Ed Reed behind him as far as one of the best safeties that I'm ever going to see in my lifetime. It's kind of, you know, we're spoiled in that regard. We
yep.
really get to watch some fantastic football and some fantastic football players go against each other. And you know, even watching that the Ray Lewis special there and listening to Brady jar at him, it's great. I mean, it makes for great drama. It
exactly.
makes for great football.
Is there any debate anymore at all? And I think I know your answer, between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
No, I don't think they can be. I don't think you can really. I thought there might have been for a little while. And I think that realistically, when you just look at the playoff numbers between the two of them, I think Brady's 17-9 in playoffs.
17-6.
Yeah, and Brady and Manning's got what, a losing record?
9-11. And
yeah,
by the way, Brady has better numbers in the regular season now too. That's kind of been settled as well.
I just don't think you can even question it anymore. I mean, you could for a while, and I understand, like you said, people think of us as the evil empire, and I just don't. The numbers speak for themselves. There's
yep.
just no way around that.
All right, last question, and we got a couple seconds. Neil Kiley tailgating. What do you cook for your buddies?
Oh, we do a lot of things. We order a special sandwich, a special 4 foot long sub roll, and I make an Italian special sandwich that used to be made at Previti's, and I kind of make a big one of those. So we're always munching on that. And then I have a friend who makes a lobster casserole, and then we'll always do ribs and wings. That's the go-by.
The basics. Yep, absolutely. So, all right, folks. Well, he's Neil Kiley of the Fat Cat Restaurant in Quincy. Check it out if you're in the area. They got great beer too. I'm a beer guy, so not just interesting and really good food, but great beer too. Neil, I appreciate your time.
Kerry, thank you very much. I appreciate your time as well.
All right, folks. When we come back, we're gonna break down in a little more detail the final conference title games, and have a little more fun. Dive into these games pretty deeply. We're also gonna read your predictions for the AFC title game and what NFL players jersey you would burn in effigy if you had the choice. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cold, hard football facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
In the final minutes here, Bill, predictions. Why don't we do some quick predictions and previews here. Let's start with the Ravens and Broncos. That is the first game on Saturday at 4:30, correct?
Now remember, this is the game they played just a few weeks ago in week 15. It was the first game the Ravens
had without their offensive coordinator, Cam Cameron. And their offense just looked terrible. They didn't score a touchdown until the fourth quarter. I'm picking the Broncos. I'm not going to say a blowout, but I'm never going to be watching this game and say, wow, the Broncos could lose.
I'm calling a blowout here.
You think blowout?
37-17. Ray Lewis will not be dancing after this one.
I think the Broncos win. 34-17 was the last one. You're going with 37-17. I think it's going to be, I'll go with 31-20.
All right, I'm writing it down.
I'll go out on the limb.
What?
Ravens win the game.
Oh, please.
Ridiculous.
Just had to get it on the air, that's all.
Bill, hold on a second. All right, give me two reasons
why.
Well,
Kevin, listen, this could work both ways. You can look like a genius, and you could have the sound clip of me saying ridiculous and not giving you a second shot of saying anything, or it could work horribly against you. So, you know, tread very carefully here.
It's like the
you
other...
You think the Ravens are going to win the game, make your point, but just remember, we can come out and say,
look at
our idiot producer. All right, so what's your prediction?
You know, as much as I don't like the Ravens' defense... I think Peyton's going to throw a couple picks now, whether they're kind of unfortunate deflected passes or whatever.
Manning in the shotgun on third down and 7. Looks to the right, fires, and it is broken up and intercepted. Corey Graham, 30, 20, he's going to the house, and the Ravens have taken the lead.
I can see him throwing a couple interceptions in this game, and I think that's going to be the difference.
Manning in the shotgun. Looks left, nothing there, looks over the middle. Now he's chased out of the pocket. Kruger on the run. Manning's pass is intercepted. Corey Graham! Corey Graham with a pick at the 45-yard line. And the Ravens take over.
Oh, man.
Snow?
No. 20% snow. High is 19.
Yeah, that's cold. Oh, and I think that affects Manning a little bit, too.
Ravens bring a blitz up the middle. Manning, pocket collapsing, and he's going to be sacked. Ball comes loose, and the Ravens have it. The Ravens have the ball inside the Denver 40.
Bill, we're talking to a Patriots fan here who wants a home game in the AFC title.
I do.
Let's move on.
No timeout. Snap. Placement down. Tucker has it on its way, and it is good. And the Baltimore Ravens, in improbable fashion, in double overtime, have beaten the Denver Broncos 38-35.
And there you have it, folks. Bill and Todd from Football Nation, the Fantasy Football Champs, also eat crow. That was Kevin Collins with the masterful prediction. Kerry, are you able to prophesy some of these predictions as well as Kevin?
Well, first of all, I think we have a new potentate of pigskin.
Yeah.
Kevin Collins, that was like down to the interception and the way it would be intercepted. That was the best pick of the year. You win.
It's pretty funny how it turned out.
Well, he already got
the game. And we were texting during the game, and I think those guys went 1-3 or something like that in their picks, and I went 4-0 this past weekend.
Straight up or against the spread?
No, just straight up. They went 1-3 straight up. I went 4-0, I think.
Well, I went 1-3 as well. I had a bad week straight up.
And it was funny. So we were texting during the whole Denver-Baltimore game, and it was, it was a seesaw battle. So they were giving me crap, and then I was giving them crap. It was great. And since the game lasted for like 4 hours, it was awesome.
What were you saying, Pat?
Oh, I was just going to say, I said Kevin already got the game ball for playing Saved by the Bell sound clip. So.
No, but that was the game ball for his performance today. This is the MVP award.
Right.
It is a big day for Kevin Collins.
He's not just a producer, folks.
He's not just a big dumb animal.
We're going to dive into the icy issues the stat attack for the last two games of the conference title weekend. But before we do that, Kerry is going to go through some of the responses from listeners. And before Kerry does that, I'm going to pass along this email from Jonathan Hart, who is listening. He says, I'm from Montreal and not a CFL fan. This is about Mark Trestman. We were speaking of him earlier. He says, I'm from Montreal, not a CFL fan, but you do hear about Trestman all the time during the CFL season. He ran the team very much like Bill Belichick does in New England. Every opponent is great. They all have dangerous weapons that you need to respect. It doesn't matter how bad the team they were playing. He was always very complimentary of the team. For many years, the knock on Trestman not being in the NFL was that he wanted to spend more time with his family. And then he says, by the way, Marv Levy was a successful head coach in the CFL before taking over the Buffalo Bills.
That's true. What was the email's name again?
Jonathan Hart.
Jonathan Hart, that is true. I appreciate the info. And great stuff, yeah. Marv Levy did it, and it's nice to have some insight on him. And you know what? That thing about the psychological warfare of always talking up the other opponent, great coaches throughout history have done that. You know who's famous for that back in the day? It's Newt Rockne. The most successful, maybe the most famous coach in history. The most successful college coach in history. And that's what he did. And he passed those lessons on down, by the way, to Vince Lombardi. And there's actually a direct connection of people who played under Newt Rockne that go right to Bill Belichick.
It's the circle of pigskin life.
It really is. It really is. So that's
some of the responses, Kerry?
All right. First we got two responses here. One, we want your score of the game, and also because I was watching LeBron James' jersey being burned, I want to know whose jersey you would burn in effigy of NFL players. Gordon Plutsky, Ravens 27-24. Remember last week there was not a single Texans pick. Dan Rosenson at six tool player, 31-20 Patriots. Our friend Steve Ballastrieri, who we've had on this show, Patriots 31, Ravens 24. At Call Me Glow, Patriots 38, Ravens 24. At K.E. Caniff, Keith Caniff, I believe I went to school with. And yeah, it is the same Keith Caniff. 31-28 Patriots. What else do we got? I got to go to Facebook for the other. But here's a jersey that people want to burn in effigy. And remember, these are mostly Patriots fans. David Tyree.
That would make sense.
That would make sense. Joseph Addai. I don't know what Joseph Addai ever really did to the Patriots, besides play for the Colts. Cult of Belichick. Eli. That's whose jersey he'd burn. At Jason Lear, Bernard Pollard. Michael Stridsberg, Bernard Pollard. You notice a trend here?
Yeah.
Also, Ryan Leaf from Alex Belial. So Bernard Pollard seems to be the most popular one. We also got a James Harrison. And a Freddie Mitchell. Because he talked trash to the Patriots before Super Bowl 39.
Yeah, Freddie Mitchell, he's been known to write checks that his mouth and his ass can't cash.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So what do you say? We want to dive into the stat attack here.
Yes, let's go into the stat attack with the conference.
It's time to buckle your chin straps and hold on tight as Pat and Kerry go around the NFL in this week's stat attack.
And we're down to two games, four teams. Let's start in the order in which they will appear Sunday afternoon, the 4 p.m. Eastern time game. San Francisco 49ers at the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, I'll give you the big picture. Very evenly matched teams. The 49ers, number four in our quality stats power rankings this season. The Falcons, number five. So these teams are pretty close among those measures. What's interesting, Pat, the Falcons are home underdogs. They're 4 to 5 point underdogs, depending on where you look. Home dogs for the first time since week five, 2011. And for a team that is 34-8, I believe, at home, and the Matt Ryan, Mike Smith era, that's a whole lot of respect for Jim Harbaugh and the 49ers.
Yeah, and it makes me think that maybe it is Atlanta's time, and maybe they'll, just because everyone's thinking that there's no chance.
How about this?
I don't know. I could still see San Francisco running away with this game.
Well, that's what Vegas and the public is saying. The problem is, if you want to, and remember, we track we size up every team in 20 different quality stats, at every team in every game in 20 different quality stats at Cold Hard Insider that you can check out for just $9.95 for the week. Atlanta, like I said, home dog for the first time in almost 2 years. They're 14-3 overall, but they're 9-7-1 against the spread. They're 8-1 at home, okay, but they're 4-5 against the spread. They are not meeting public expectations, especially at home. And for a team that's won so many games, it's pretty interesting. Meanwhile, Pat, how about this? The best team against the spread over the last two years, the San Francisco 49ers, 23-11-1 against the spread. They're winning almost, they're 67% against the spread under Jim Harbaugh with two different quarterbacks. You know, cap tip to Jim Harbaugh, two different quarterbacks that nobody thought could play in the NFL at a high level. And this team is crushing the number. So I see a lot of reasons why people are very high on the San Francisco 49ers, not the least of which is the very explosive potential of Colin Kaepernick.
And then the nightcap becoming quickly the greatest rivalry in the AFC, kind of becoming what the Colts and Patriots were back in, six, 7 years ago. The Ravens at the Patriots, And this one's going to have a lot of New England on edge, I'm sure.
Well, you know, statistically, this is kind of a mismatch in favor of the Patriots. And I know the Ravens won early in the season. They won dramatically. They won in Baltimore. I think the New England Patriots team is a lot better. I think most people think that. And the public thinks that with, you know, 9 to 10 points, like we talked about earlier, like we talked about there with Russell Baxter and Neil Kiley of the Fat Cat. So I see why the public, statistically, why the public is so high on New England. The Patriots, 7-2 all-time against Baltimore. But you know what? Only 2-2 in the last four games. According to the Baltimore team that came in here in 2009 and punched the Patriots in the mouth, I mean, beat them up physically here in Foxborough in the postseason. I understand why Patriots fans might be nervous about this one.
But you're sticking with the Patriots. You're going to stick with the numbers, correct?
Well, listen, okay? The Patriots, we all know the Patriots have a better offense, right?
Right.
The Patriots have a better defense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots gave up fewer points. They were more efficient in a lot of ways. We all know the Patriots are going to become the first franchise, if they kick a field goal, they will become the first franchise in NFL history to score 600 points in two different seasons, if you include regular season and postseason. Only 8 teams have done it. The number one scoring team of all time, regular season and postseason, is the 2007 Patriots, scored 655 points. The 94 49ers scored 636, and number two, the Patriots right now at 598. Through 17 games. So one of the great offenses of all time. And the other thing, the Patriots have a lot of hidden strengths there. They're number one rushing touchdowns. They're number two in rushing attempts. And if you look at defensive real quarterback rating, something you and I talk a lot about, Pat, they are number one in the NFL. They forced 30 turnovers out of opposing quarterbacks alone, including 31, including the Texans game. Basically, every opposing quarterback coughs the ball up twice per game, whether a fumble or interception. Easily the best in the NFL. If they can get 2 turnovers out of Joe Flacco, I think they win this game going away. If not, it's a street fight.
Yeah, and Flacco certainly surging right now and playing his best football at the right time. So it's going to be quite the battle to witness this coming Sunday. I hope everybody digs in and has a cozy seat on the couch, or if you're in New England, hopefully you're at the game. Anything else that we need to divulge before we head out of here, Kerry?
No, that's it. Just don't forget, we kind of poked some fun at Bill and Todd, Bill Enright and Todd DeVries a little while ago, but they'll be on here tomorrow with Football Nation. That'll be 2 p.m. tomorrow too, Kevin? 4 p.m.?
Back to 4. Back. We'll have PFW at 12.
Okay.
And John Rook with Patriots Playbook at 2.
Okay.
And then we'll have Bill and Todd at 4.
Okay, cool. Bill and Todd of Football Nation on here. Football Nation here at Patriots.com. Pat, what else you got?
That's about it from here, from the Midwestern Bureau of Cold Hard Football Facts and Patriots.com.
Talk to you next week, folks. Win or lose, we will be back here at Patriots.com.
Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.